I want to speak for a few minutes on a passage from the second letter of John. 2 John, verses 4 to 6. Let me read the verses to you. I rejoice greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. And now I ask you, dear lady, not as though I were writing you a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. 2 John, verses 4 to 6. I don't in this clip want to get involved in the question of the lady, whether we're talking about a group of people, a church maybe, or an actual lady. I want to concentrate on these words. I find them coming over and over again in the passage. Walking, truth, commanded, writing, commandment, love, love, walk, commandments, commandment, should walk. Love, walk, should walk, commandment, truth. These words come over and over again in very short compass. John is thumping home something here. Commandment, love, walk. He's talking about a duty, a responsibility, an outcome. And he's talking about obedience to commandments. We should walk in it. We should live. Walk here means live a life. So he's talking about living a life of obedience to commandments, issuing in a life of love. He's talking about spiritual love, of course. Love to God. Love to God's people. Love to sinners. Love. Spiritual love. And it's a duty and a responsibility. We should. There's an obligation here. There's a commandment here that comes over and over again. Command or commandment. And the word truth is here. So these are the words I want to concentrate on and bring out one simple point from these verses. Simple to understand, in my opinion. New Covenant theology made simple. Of course, the problem is, as always, is the living of it. It's easy, James 1, to read these things in Scripture. It's relatively easy to speak upon them. It's the doing of them. It's the living of them. The working of them out in daily life that counts. And that's what this is all about. Walk, walk. Live a life of love in obedience to commands. Now it says here, the command of the Father. Commanded by the Father. Now, what commandment is this, and when did God issue, the Father issue, this commandment? Don't jump straight to Sinai and the commandments given to Moses for Israel on Mount Sinai. That is not what John is talking about. If you read John's letters, the first, second, and third, you will not come to that impression. If you read his gospel, you will not come to that impression. Oh no. If you read John 12 to 16, you will come to a very different impression. John is speaking about not the law of Moses, although God issued that to Israel through Moses, for Israel, yes. But he's talking about the law of Christ. After all, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. And Hebrews chapter 1, the opening verses of that letter, which is most explicit on the glories of the new covenant. The writer to the Hebrews begins with this very point. God, who at sundry times and in various ways in the past has spoken to us by the prophet, has in these last days spoken unto us. Yes. How? By his Son. By his Son. So the commandment here of the Father, by the Father, is not the law of Moses, of course not, no. It's the law of Christ. The commandments Christ issued. You can't miss John 12, especially 13, 14, and 15, and 16. You can't miss those passages, those chapters, by reading as you read these verses here in 2 John. Indeed, as you read 1 John and 3 John, you can't miss this. John had imbibed, soaked up the words of that last great discourse of Christ. This commandment, I give you this commandment. This is the new commandment, that you love one another. Obey my commandments. The Spirit will lead you into all truth. He will guide you. He will teach you my commandments. He it is who loves me, who obeys my commandments, and so on, and so on, and so on. And it's here. And John is writing to believers. Brother and sister in Christ, he's writing to you. He's writing to me. And he's telling us we must live a life of love. After all, this was the sum of the old covenant anyway. But it certainly is the sum of the new covenant. Live a life of love in obedience to commandments, the commandments of Christ, the rule of Christ, the governance of Christ, the headship of Christ, the law of Christ. Live a life of love. This is your duty. This is your responsibility. This is your obligation. You should walk. We must walk in truth. And we find that law. We find that commandment. We find that obligation. Where? In the truth. In Scripture. After all, I'm reading this in 2 John, verses 4 to 6. I'm reading John chapter 12 into chapter 16. I'm reading Matthew 5 to 7. It's in Scripture, Scripture, Scripture. So, the sum of this is very clear to me. I, as a believer, read my Bible, see there the law of Christ, and I am obligated, by God's grace, by His Spirit, yes, to live out that life of love in obedience to Christ under His Word. It's not the Spirit or the Word. It's not the Spirit above the Word, nor the Word above the Spirit. It is the Word and the Spirit. The Spirit and the Word. That's what I see here. The Spirit is not mentioned, but I know from many scriptures that the Spirit must enable me to obey the law of Christ. Indeed, the Spirit must regenerate dead sinners and obey the gospel call to repent, the commandment to repent, and the commandment to believe. Yes, the Spirit is essential. And in the New Covenant, as we're told in the Old Testament in prophecy, as we're told in the New Testament, the Spirit indwells every believer. Indeed, He regenerates the sinner to make him a believer, to bring him to faith. And now He indwells every believer, enabling him in the law of Christ, in the grace of Christ, in the New Covenant, to obey that law of Christ and live it out. But it is His duty to do that very thing, the believer's duty. So why am I stressing this? Because, as I've said so many times, there are some New Covenant men and women who, so emphasizing the glories of the New Covenant, they excellently extol those glories. The liberty we have in Christ. The emancipation we have in the Lord Jesus. The deliverance from the law of Moses. The freedom we have in Christ. Christ formed in us. The law of God within us. The law of Christ within us now. They so emphasize these glories that they give the impression, to put it no stronger, that we're no longer under law. We're certainly not under the law of Christ, they say. The scriptures are not part of that law. The law of Christ is inward. Some go so far as to deny progressive sanctification, but to my mind, that's what John is speaking about expressly. We must grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ and live out a life of love increasingly. Progressive sanctification. That's what I'm sure he's talking about here. And the scriptures are not incidental to this. They are fundamental to it. Remind you, I'm reading this in scripture. And John wrote this truth. He says so. I am writing you this new commandment. This is the truth. It's not just by the Spirit inwardly. It's externally in the scriptures. But it's not the Word above the Spirit. And it's not the Spirit above the Word. And we are under the scriptures. We are under the obligation to obey the scriptures. We are responsible. We must obey. It is a duty. We are under the law of Christ. We're not passive. It didn't just happen, as it were, by faith, taking it by faith, or letting go and let God, or sort of observing the Spirit working within us. We are responsible. Of course, only the Spirit can enable us. But he does. But he always enables us according to the Word. Submission to the Word. And I want to give this video so that if any are listening to such teaching that implies in any way, or anybody gets the inference that we're not under Scripture. This is quite wrong. New Covenant theology does not teach that. We are not anti-law. I am not. I am under the law of Christ, and I want to glorify Christ by living a life of spiritual love to God, to his people, and love for sinners. By the power of the Spirit, in obedience to Scripture, I want to live that life to the glory of God. And I put this video clip up to make this as clear as I can again. New Covenant theology is not lawless, not antinomian, not anti-law, not lawless or lawless. We're under the law of Christ, the law of love, written in Scripture, expressly explained, interpreted to us by the Spirit, who moves us and enables us in love for Christ, in devotion to him, to live for the glory of his name. If any are misunderstanding New Covenant theology, and think it tends to antinomianism, you're quite wrong. The law of Christ is a very penetrating law, more penetrating than the law of Moses. I've written widely on all these things. You can see what I've written on my webpage, davidhjgay.com. But as I say here, we are free in Christ. We have the Spirit. Christ is formed in us, brothers and sisters. But we have our Bibles in our hands. We keep it before our eyes and in our minds and in our hearts. And we seek to live it out to the glory of God. As I said earlier, it's easy to read these things. James 1. It's relatively easy to speak on such things. Let us now, brother and sister, go and live to the glory of God. Live a life of love. Love to God, to his people, and to sinners. All by the power of the Spirit in obedience to Scripture under the law of Christ. Let us show what New Covenant theology means in practice.